The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parshas Baalei Sichot. Near the end of the Parsha, in Bamidbar Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, and here we're speaking that Miriam spoke against Moshe, spoke Lashon Hara, slandered Moshe, because of a certain episode that took place here. She spoke to Aaron, and Moshe should have been highly insulted, but he wasn't. The Torah tells us, Vayish Moshe, onof mi'ayd, mikol ha'odom, asher al pedei adoma. That this person, Moshe, is an onof mi'ayd, very, very humble, from all people who lived on the face of the earth. This is what the Torah testifies in regards to Moshe. And therefore he was not personally insulted by this criticism. We see from here that humility is a quality which is to be praised, anivus, and this was a quality of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam brings in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, that of all of the qualities that a person has, you should always try to walk in the middle path, not to the extreme. He should keep away from extremities either to the right or to the left, but walk the middle path. But when it comes to the quality of anivus, of humility, here's an exception. Here a person should go to an extreme. Should go to the extreme left. Because the Torah praises Moshe by saying, Umesha, Ha'ish Moshe, onaf mi od. Doesn't say he was merely humble, but he was very, very humble. So we see this is a great quality. And therefore the exception, he brings two exceptions. One of the two exceptions to this rule, where a person should avoid extremities and walk in the middle path, is anivus, is humility. Now we find that humility is a quality which is related to the acquisition of Torah. The person wants to acquire Torah, if he wants to become great in Torah, we find that he needs this quality. There are several sources. One source is in Masechta Shabbos, which we quoted not too long ago. The Gemara brings, Gemara Shabbos. No, I have it. Thank you. The Gemara brings on Daf Pei Tes. V'amar Rabbi Shuben Levi says, "B'shor shiyor in Moshe milifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." After Moshe went down from the mountain on Shavuos, after he received the Torah, Bosotan, the Sotan came, V'omar lafonav, and he said to the Almighty, Ribbono shel Olam, Rule of the World, Teira heichen hi, where is the Torah? I'm looking all over for the Torah and I can't find it. So the Almighty says that I gave it to the land. He went to the land and he asked the land, where is the Torah? The earth. He says, Torah is for the Almighty, it's not for me. I don't have it. So he went to the sea. And he asked the sea, where is the Torah? V'amalei eini modi. He said, Torah is not with me. Hola Hetzel to home. He went to the depths and he asked for the Torah. Omale ein bi. Shnema teim omale bihi. V'yam omar eini modi. Ivodunum ovis. It's not with me. Chozav omale ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel Olam. So he went back to the Almighty and he said, Creator of the world, Chifashti b'chol ha'oretz v'lema tzisio. I have searched through the entire earth and I have not found it. Omalei lechetzel ben Amram. So he said, Go to Ben Amram. Go to the son of Amram, that's Moshe. He has it. Holachetzel Moshe, omalei teirish enosin l'cha HaKadosh Baruch Hu hechini. He went to Moshe and he said, The Torah which the Almighty has given to you, where is it? Omalei v'chi ma'ani shenosin li HaKadosh Baruch Hu teira. Mesha said, "Who am I that Torah should be given to me?" So he went back and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu this. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Mesha and he said, "Mesha badoyato, Mesha, are you saying falsehoods?" So Mesha said to the Create World, "Chamud genuza yesh lecho sha'ato mishtasheh b'bo b'chol yom." And he asked the Ketevel Atzmi, "This great treasure, which you fondle with every day, am I going to hold myself so great to tell people that you gave it to me?" Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMeisha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Meisha, "Ho'il mi'arto atzmecho, tikre al shmecho. Since you have made yourself small and you refuse to take the honor of bringing the Torah into the world, therefore it shall be called on your name. Shenema zichru teres Meisha Abdi, that you should remember the Torah of Meisha, my servant." Torah is called Teres Meisha, the Torah of Meisha. What did he do in order that Torah should be called on his name? Not that he brought it into the world. Gemara tells us what he did was that he refused to take the glory and the honor of he being the one to bring it into the world. Since you made yourself small, you were so humble, therefore it shall be called on your name. So here we see where this quality is linked to Torah, and that the entire Torah was called by the name of Mesha because of this quality of his. The Gemara tells us also in Masechta Taanis and of Zayin, Gemara says, "Omar Rav Chanina bar Idi." Rav Chanina bar Idi says, "Loma nimshla divriteile lemay." Why is Torah compared to water? "Iksiv have you called somei lechu lemayim?" As it states, "Whoever is thirsty, let him go drink water." "Leimaloch to teach you." "Mamayim meinichin mokem geveya v'holchin lamokem nomuch, av divrei teire in miskayomim ele b'mi shedai toshvelo." To tell you that just like water, it goes away, it leaves a high place. And the nature of water is where it constantly seeks the lowest places. So is it with divrei teire. If you go into the mountains, you'll see water coming out of the mountains. And constantly, always trying to find a lower place. This is the nature of water. Af Torah, so is it with Torah. Ein miskayomin ele b'mi shedai teshvelo. Torah also seeks those who are lowly. Those who hold themselves humble, Torah will seek. Vomer abeshe loma nimshla divriteile leshleshe mashkin alolo. Then the Rebbe Yishai says, why is Torah called? Why is Torah compared to these three types of liquids? Mayim, water, yayin v'chol of wine and milk. And the Gemara brings the pasuk on each one to show that it's compared to these three liquids. Leimaloch ma'ashleisha mashkin halolo emeskayimo yomim ela b'pochushibakeli. Just like these three liquids, that they will stay the best in the most simplest of vessels. So is it with divrei Torah. Ein miskayomin el b'mi shedai teshvelo. Torah will keep only in a simple vessel, which means in someone who is humble, someone who holds himself very high, someone who is arrogant, who is haughty. Torah will not keep in him. Then the Gemara brings a well-known story. Kira amre le baute de kesel Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, the daughter of the Caesar, said one day to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, "Ei chokma mefo'ora b'kli mechur." Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was not too handsome. So she said to him, "How is it that there can be so much wisdom and it's kept in such a vessel which is not beautiful. Omalos, he said to her, Ovicho Romi Hamro Bamoni de Parcho, your father, how does he keep his wine? Does he keep it in beautiful vessels? So she said, no, we keep it in earthen vessels. She said, someone who's as important as you, the Caesar's family, you should keep it in vessels of gold and silver. So she went home and she told the servants, and they took all the wine and they put it in vessels of gold and silver and vitokif, and it all turned sour. Father came and said, why did you do this? So she said, because this is what Rabbi Shua ben Hananya told me to do. So she called Rabbi Shua ben Hananya. He called Rabbi Shua ben Hananya and he asked him, why did you tell my daughter to do this? He says, I told her whatever she told me. She told me that Torah must be in a very handsome vessel. So I told her that wine also should be in very wealthy, rich vessels. So then he said, then he told him, Vahiko Shapiri de Gemiri, but we know very handsome people that also can learn Torah. The Caesar asked him, so he says, he have a son who tfei have a gemiri. The way Tosfos learns, he have a son who tfei have a gemiri. If they would distance themselves and not pursue physical beauty, they would be able to learn even more Torah. There have been very handsome people that have learned Torah. You bring from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, it states that his beauty was like the beauty of Adam HaRishon, of the first man. And they bring from Rabbah Bo and others. So Torah can also stay in a handsome vessel. But by those who pursue physical beauty, then the Torah will sour. If someone pursues it and places too much importance on it, then it will sour. So here we have another source where Torah constantly seeks the lowest point, like water, and stays the best in the simplest vessels, like water and like wine and like milk. And then Tosfos brings from the Gemara in Erev Daf Nun Hey that this that it states lay by Shomayim he, Torah is not in the heavens. What does this refer to? Leitimtza Torah b'mi shemagbia atzmei kishomayim shedayte gavoa. You will not find Torah by those who uplift themselves as if they're walking in the heavens, by those who are arrogant and haughty. So we have a good many sources that if a person wants to acquire Torah, he wants to become great in Torah, he's going to have the quality of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Onof Mi'od, who was very humble. And this is what the Mishnah in Masechet Ovos Perek Vov, Mishnah Zayin, states. It's the Mishnah that we said a Shira on, and the for Shavuos, that Bemem Ches Dvorim, Atayin Niknes Bemem Ches Dvorim, that it takes 48 qualities to acquire Torah. Ba'anova, that one of these qualities is humility. However, we shouldn't think that this quality is related only to Torah. We find it's related and linked to everybody. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Seita, Masechta Seita, Daf Hei Reishomer Aleph, the Gemara says, Azora legasi aruach minayin. Where do we know that there's a prohibition for anyone to be arrogant? That one is not allowed to have arrogance in himself. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omer Mehocha Verom Levovcho Vishochachto states in Parshas Ekev, that's in Devarim, in the Vorim Ches Posuk Yud Aleph, it states, Yishomelecho, guard yourselves carefully. Now the Torah is speaking here that I will bring you to Eretz Yisrael. It will be a wonderful land. It will be a land that will be blessed with all types of physical wealth. You'll have fountains of water coming out from the earth and from the mountains. And you'll have wheat and barley and wine and the fig, pomegranates and olives, the dates, and it will be a land that you will not have to work too hard in order that you should eat your bread, and it will be a land that you'll, from the mountains you'll take steel, iron and copper, and you shall eat and be satisfied and bless the Almighty. Then it states, Hishom Elecho, guard yourselves carefully, Pen Tishkach Es Hashem Elekecho, lest you forget the Almighty. Revealed to Shmore Mitzvaysov, Mishpotov, Vichukosov, Asher Anechi Metzav Chayim. And lest you forget to guard the mitzvahs which I have commanded you. Penteichal Vesovoto, lest you eat and you become satisfied and you build yourself beautiful homes and you gather together great herds of cattle and sheep. And you gather together much silver and gold. Verom levavcho, verom levavecho. And you elevate yourselves. You become arrogant in your hearts. V'shochachtes Hashem elekecha meitziachu me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avodim. And you will forget the Almighty who has brought you out of Egypt. So it states, Yishom elecho, guard yourselves. And the Gemara tells us here in Zeta, the Gemara says, "Kol mokim shenemar yishom pen ve'al ein ela b'leisaser." Wherever the Torah says yishom, guard yourself. So pen, which means lest, or ve'al, which means you shall not. This all refers to a prohibition, a negative commandment. So here the Torah says yishom alecho, guard yourselves. Pen tishkach es Hashem alekecho, guard yourselves from causing you to forget the Almighty. And how will this happen? By verom levavecho, levavecho. Guard yourselves from becoming arrogant, so you will not forget the Almighty. So from here we learn a prohibition which refers to every person, not only those who want to acquire Torah, but a prohibition against anyone becoming arrogant. And this is a negative commandment. The Chofetz Chaim Zichrono Livracha, in his Sefer on Loshon Hara, so he brings when he counts the negative commandments that one transgresses when he speaks Loshon Hara, he brings this as one of them, because he says when someone says Loshon Hara on someone else, the most common type of case is it comes from what in modern language would be where you're one up on the other one, a one-upmanship. You criticize someone else because you hold you're better than him. He's not so frum. He doesn't do this. He eats these things while I don't. And so forth and so on. The Gemara tells us that if a person would see nigi atzmai, if a person would see what's wrong with himself, he certainly won't criticize other people who have that same fault. So when you're criticizing or slandering a shortcoming in someone else, you are posturing yourself, well, this shortcoming is not by you, it's by him, by the other one, not by me. And this is arrogance. So therefore he says that many times when a person speaks Lashon Hara, So of the many commandments that he'll transgress, one will be arrogance. And he counts this one. And the fact is, he brings from the Smag, this was one of the Rishonim, who listed all of the positive and negative commandments, where the Smag writes that something happened to him. He received some type of sign, mishamayim, some type of indication from heaven. He doesn't write what it was, that he should be sure to count this negative commandments amongst the prohibitions. And also, the Gemara tells us in Avdalid, here in Seita, Seif Amud Beis, the Gemara says that arrogance is called a te'eva. Te'evas, te'avas Hashem kol gava lev. It's a posuk in Mishlei, tes zayin. To'avas Hashem kol gava lev. To'eva means it's hated. To'eva is the word to'uv, which refers to something which is an abomination, which is hated by the Almighty. And Shlema HaMelech wrote, to'avas Hashem kol gava lev, that he who is arrogant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, is to'uv. So we see that this is something that does not only relate to Torah, it relates to everyone. That everyone is not allowed to be arrogant, and if he is, it's not only a negative commandment, but it's a te'eva. It's an abomination, something which is sonui, which is hated by the Almighty. We'll go one step further. We find from the Gemaras that this quality is compared in many cases to idolatry. The Gemara tells us here in Seita, and Daf Dalet Omer Beis, the Gemara brings Omer Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Kol Od Mishyesh Begasus Haruach. Whoever is arrogant, ki ilo eved avedis kechobi. It's as if he is serving idolatry. Because by idolatry it states, to avas Hashem, leisovi te eva la beisecho. It states the word te eva. It's an abomination. And by arrogance it states an abomination. So therefore, it's as if he's serving idolatry. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, ki ilo kofar biker. Rabbi Yechanan says, it's as if he's denying the Almighty. Denying the existence of the Almighty. As it states, V'rom levavecho v'shachachto. Quotes from the Pasuk in Ekev, that when a person becomes arrogant, he will forget and deny the existence of the Almighty. And then the Gemara brings, Ula omar kilu bona boma. Ula says, it's as if he builds a boma. What is a boma? That's what a person builds his own altar. Once we had the Beis HaMikdosh in Yerushalayim, the temple, then no longer were we allowed to build any individual altars. This is called a boma. She says, someone who becomes arrogant, who is arrogant, is as if he builds a boma. So here we see it relates to Avodah Zarah. Moses says it's as if he serves idolatry. It's as if he's kofar biker, he denies the existence of the Almighty. It's as if he builds a boma, he builds an altar for himself. We'll go a step further. The Gemara also tells us, it relates this quality to incest and to adultery. Gemara here, in Seita states, first the Gemara brings, Omer Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Reb Yechanan. Reb Chiya Bar Abba said in the name of Reb Yechanan, Kol Odom Shiyesh Begasis Ruach Lebeseif Nichshal Be'eshes Ish. Whoever has arrogance, ultimately he will trip, he will fall into the hands of adultery. And then the Gemara says further, Omar Rav Chama bar Chanino kilo bo al kol arayish. Someone who has arrogance, it's as if he commits the transgression of kol arayis, all of the forbidden unions, physical unions, which are mentioned in the Torah. Then we find that the quality of humility, that a person should distance himself to the extreme from this arrogance, we find this is the quality not only of Moshe Rabbeinu, this was the quality of the Almighty Himself. The Gemara tells us again in Satan, Daf Yomer Aleph, states as follows. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, Vezdaka Ushval Ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the downtrodden and the lowly ones. Now what does it mean? How does he help the downtrodden? There are two opinions in the Gemara. Chad Omar Iti Dako, Vechad Omar Ani Es Dako. One says he helps the downtrodden by lifting up the downtrodden to himself. The other says he helps the downtrodden by he goes down to him. So two opinions. How does the Almighty help the Dako Shval Ruach, the downtrodden, and those who are humble? One says because he goes down to them, and the other says he lifts them up to himself. So the Gemara says, Mistavre Kemande Omar Ani Es Dako. It's more logical to say like the opinion, Ani Es Dako, that he goes down to the person himself. Why? Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heiniach Kol Horim Ugvois V'Hishrei Shechinos HaHar Sinai. When it came time to give the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give it on the highest mountain. He went to the lowest mountain. He forsook all of the great mountains and the great hills, and he brought his Shechinah to HaHar Sinai. V'Legova HaHar Sinai L'malo. And he didn't bring HaHar Sinai up, he went down to it. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he seeks those who are low, doesn't lift them up to himself, but he goes down to them. Omar Rav Yosef says, La'elam yilmad odom midais kreikeda. A person should always learn from the Creator. Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu heinia kol horim ugvois v'hishrei shechinos HaHar Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left all of the other mountains, and he went to the lowest mountain. He left, when he wanted to appear to Moshe Rabbeinu, he left all of the great trees and appeared in the bush. You know, a snare is a simple desert bush. So therefore, Rav Yosef says, a person should always learn from the Almighty. Don't be afraid to go down to someone. You want to help someone who's lower than you, go down to his level to help him. Because this is the midah, this is the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one final Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, and Daf Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Yechanan says, Kol mokam shato meitzi gvurase shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever you find the greatness and the strength of the Almighty, ato meitzi invasanuse, there you will find his humility. This is written in the Torah, it's repeated a second time in the Prophets, and it's repeated a third time in the Ksubim, in the writings. Because of the Torah, it's written in the Torah, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mehu Elokei Elokim V'Adonai Adonim. It says in the Torah that the Almighty is the God of all God, the Lord of all Lords. Then immediately after it states, Eisem Mishpat Yosem V'Almona. He takes care and judges the orphan and the widow. So here you have that the Almighty, the Torah is saying that the Almighty is the God of all gods. is the Lord of all lords. And immediately after it states that he himself judges the widow and the orphan. What do we see? That wherever we praise the greatness of the Almighty, we praise his humility. That's in the Torah. The Nevi'im and the prophets, Ke Omar Rom V'Niso Shechin Ad V'Kodesh Uksiv Basrei V'Zdako U'Shval Ruach. States HaKodesh Baruch Hu is mighty, is elevated, he dwells forever in sanctity, and immediately after it states, he helps the lowly and the humble ones. U'Meshulish B'Ksuvim, and it's repeated a third time, Bixiv Sula Reche Baroves Bikosh Mai. Kodesh Baruch Hu rides in the heavens, and immediately after it states Avi Yisoimim V'Dayan Almonis, that the Almighty is the father of the heaven, of these orphans, and he judges, he takes care of the judgment of the widows. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Mokum Shator Meitzei Gvurosei Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, where you find that it's written about the greatness of the Almighty, there it's written about his imusonusai, about his humility. So we see that this is the quality, not only of Moshe Rabbeinu, but of the Almighty himself. So we brought where this is linked to Torah, this quality. It's a prohibition for everyone not to be arrogant. And those who are arrogant, the Gemara says it's as if they are committing Avodah Zarah, idolatry. And also, the Gemara says it's as if they, well, ultimately they'll be snared in the trap of adultery or of incense. And we see that this is the quality of the Almighty himself. Let's try to understand why is this so. The Maral writes about this in several places. It is in the Siva Nova, in the Siva Salem. He writes things, very deep thoughts. And it's very important for us to understand what this quality is. The quality of arrogance. Is a quality in which a person makes himself narrow and limited. Now the world doesn't understand it in this way. But if we examine it closely, you'll see this is what it is. It's a quality in which a person makes himself narrow and limited. Why? Because arrogance is, he's menasea es atzmai al acherim. He elevates himself above others. Elevates himself above another person or above other people. When a person does this, then he's limiting himself. Because he's no longer all-encompassing. A person who elevates himself above other people, he separates himself from people. He limits himself from people. He becomes narrow. Opposite an individual who doesn't elevate himself above anyone, then he's not limited. He's not narrow. He's all-encompassing. Now that's the first step in arrogance. What is the result of this? The result of this is that the person will isolate himself from others. He'll isolate himself from others, from the people. He'll isolate himself from the world to a certain extent. And this is why the Gemara says, it's ki'ilu beine bomel atzma. It's as if he's building his own individual altar. The Beis HaMikdosh was a central point for all of Israel. And there was one Mizbeach, there was one altar for everyone. The Beis HaMikdosh represented where everyone had a portion and identified with it. Individual altars, this represented separations. Separations and isolations. Well, this one did not participate with another person, but he separated himself. A person who's arrogant, he elevates himself amongst from other people, holds himself above them. So he limits himself. By doing this, he is isolating himself from either individuals or many people. Therefore, it's ki'ilu bona bomala atzma. It's as if he builds his own individual altar where he doesn't want to participate together with other people. He doesn't identify with them. This goes to a further level. That to the point where eventually, this is similar to denying the essence, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki'ilu kofar bi'ikra. Well, he's denying the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because as he isolates himself from others, and he isolates himself from a section of the creation, then he isolates himself also from the Almighty. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, is part of the creation. The Almighty identifies with the creation. He identifies with all people. And if you have an individual here who's arrogant, who's haughty, holds himself above certain people, certain classes of people, you take a class distinction. So he's separating himself from segments of the population, from segments of the creation. And in essence, he's separating himself from the Almighty. Because the Almighty is part and parcel with the entire creation. The creation is a manifestation of the Almighty. The Almighty identifies himself with everyone, and this person doesn't. Now, this quality is a physical quality. This is something also very deep. This quality is a very physical quality. Why? Because only in the realm of the physical do we find the concept of something being limited and narrow. In the realm of the spirit, we don't find this. For example, if you take something which is made out of physical matter, it's going to have a definite dimension. It'll be a meter long, or it will weigh 10 pounds, or whatever it might be. It has a definite dimension. Because dimensions relate to the physical world. And dimensions are a limiting quality. Because the dimension shows that this is how far it goes and no further. When you come to things which are less physical, you'll find that their dimensions do not play such a role. For example, if you come to water, water is less physical. So water spreads. It will spread as long as you give it opportunity to spread. When it comes to air, for example, air will spread as long as you give it the opportunity to. So all dimensions, this relates to the physical world, not to the spiritual world. And therefore, something which is limited relates to the physical world. This is why we say that the physical world is limited. Spiritual world is not limited. The spiritual world itself, there's no limitations. For example, it states in the Torah, Leman Yarich Yomecho, that you shall have long days. The Gemara says, where is long days? Long days are in the world to come, but there's no end. But in this world, everything is limited. There's a beginning and an end. Or like we've spoken many times, this world is a world of time. Because the whole power of time, the whole force of time, comes from the sun. Because time is the calculation of the movement of the sun in relation with the movement of the earth. But this is all the physical world. It's all the physical world. Beyond that, there's no realm of time. Because there's no beginning, there's no end. This is why the spirit soars. Spirit has no limitations. All limitations and dimensions and boundaries, this is always only found in the physical world. Now, if arrogance means, the definition of the quality of arrogance means that a person places a boundary between he and other people, holds himself above other people, different class of people. So he places a boundary. See, he's limiting himself. Then, this is a quality which is based on the physical world, not on the spiritual world. This is why the Gemara brings that someone who is arrogant, it's as if he transgresses all of the mitzvahs pertaining to the forbidden unions. Because the avera of the forbidden unions, this is an avera which comes from the most physical counterpart of man. And this quality also comes from the physical counterpart of man. This is why it's also called gasi aruach. Mora refers to arrogance as gasi aruach. The word gas means heavy and coarse. A person who has a very heavy spirit. This refers to a physical spirit. Because if the person had more of a spiritual power in him, that he wouldn't be gasi aruach. Now we'll go one step further. The Gemara brings that a person who's a gasi aruach, who is arrogant, ultimately he will fall into the snare of adultery. What's the interpretation of this? If a person is arrogant and he limits himself, Then he no longer identifies with other people, or those that he doesn't want to identify to. Such a case, he becomes very self-centered and only concerned about himself and only concerned about his own needs and his own acquisitions. The prohibition of Eishes Ish to take another man's wife, this is based on the fact that she belongs to someone else. We should ask ourselves a question: how can anyone go and take another man's wife, but she belongs to someone else? So the answer is that he's no longer concerned with the fact that she belongs to someone else. What is he concerned with? He's concerned with his own acquisitions. He's concerned with his own needs. He's not concerned with other people's needs or other people's property or other people's acquisitions. He places his own above those of others. So therefore it means nothing to him that this woman belongs to another man. This is very important. It's very important. It's Begasis Aruach. Whoever is a person with an arrogant nature, the end is he'll be snared in adultery. Now this is very important. Because whenever a person tends to place his own concerns and his own needs above the concerns and needs of others, and many times we feel this in ourselves, so we should know this is coming from the quality of arrogance. If there's a conflict between our needs and the needs of others, a conflict between our property rights and the property rights of others, or in general, a conflict between our rights and privileges and rights and privileges of others, and if we become blind to theirs, and we blatantly just place ours ahead of theirs, this is coming from a quality of arrogance. Because we have isolated ourselves from them, we have placed ourselves above them, and therefore ours comes first. Therefore the Gemara says this type of person will end up taking someone else's wife also. He becomes a totally self-centered person. As we go into the depths of this quality, we see that it's a very serious sickness. Now, the quality of the Almighty is just the opposite. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, being that he's not physical, this means that there's no dimension to him, like we say, Ein le guf ikvia. There's no body, there's no dimension to him, because he's all spiritual. If he's all spiritual, then it's impossible that there should be any narrowness in him or any limitation. So which means that he would be totally broadening, totally broad and totally all-encompassing. Therefore the Almighty identifies with everyone. There is no one he doesn't identify with. But he and his influence goes out to everyone. Therefore it states that wherever kol mokum shatameitzi gvurasei shom atameitzi in the sanusei, wherever you find his greatness, you find his humility. Now the Maral asks, what does it mean, wherever you find his greatness, you find his humility? If you want to tell us that the Almighty is humble, so then tell us he's humble. But why, wherever it states his greatness, his strength, there it states his humility? Because that's a part of his strength. Not like people think that to elevate yourself above others, that's an elevation. That's not an elevation. That's a limitation. to be able to identify with everyone. That's an elevation. If you want to show the greatness of a great king, to show how elevated he is and who he cannot identify with, that's a shortcoming. That's a limitation. You want to show the greatness of a great king, then the more he can identify with, the more all-encompassing he is, the more greatness he has. Therefore, b'chol mokom she'atameitzi gvurosei, atameitzi imesanusei. Wherever you find his greatness, there is written his humility. Not only does the Almighty live in the heavens, and not only is he the mightiest king, but he also judges the widow and the downtrodden and the orphan. That he identifies with everyone. And there's no limitation there. So this is the quality of the Almighty himself. And therefore he's all-encompassing. And this is just contrary to the nations of the world that have this arrogance. This arrogance came from Esau. For example, you have England. England was known for its haughtiness, its arrogance, still is. Will not identify with everyone, or its class systems, or whatever it has. There they held that this was a greatness. The fact that this person is more elevated than others, is more noble than others, this was a greatness. This was a broadness. And just to the contrary, this is a great limitation. This is a great narrowness. This is an incapability of identification. It's a very limiting process. Just contrary to the greatness. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol mokom she'ata meitzi gvurosei, where you'll see his strength, this is his strength, that he'll identify with everyone. He's all encompassing. So therefore this is his quality. Therefore it states, if a person has that quality, like Moshe Rabbeinu or others, then they'll be able to identify with the Almighty, because this is his quality. And the Gemara tells us in Masechta Seitan, Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara states, Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi Borei, Kama Gedelim Nemuchei Ruach Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See how much the Almighty loves the humble. Shebishoa Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim Oda Makriv Eile Eschar Eile Biyodei. That when the Beis HaMikdash stood, if a person would come and bring a sacrifice, so you would have the reward of that individual sacrifice. But Misha died to Shveilo. But someone who's humble, Malalov Akosov Kili Hikriv Kol HaKobones Kulam. The Torah considers as if he brought all of the sacrifices. As it states, Zivche Elekim Ruach Nishbora. The greatest sacrifice to the Almighty is a Ruach Nishbora, is a humble spirit. Person brings a sacrifice, he had the reward of that specific sacrifice. But if a person is humble, then this is as if he's bringing all of the sacrifices to the Almighty. Because what was the purpose of the Korban? Purpose of the Korban was to bring the person closer to the Almighty. From the word Korav. If a person is humble, then he's identifying with the Almighty perfectly. Because this is the quality of Hashem. So it's as if he brings all sacrifices to Hashem. And not only this, but his tefillah, his prayer is always heard. He's so close to the Almighty that his prayer is always heard. As it states, Lev nishba v'nitche elekim leisivze. That a broken heart and a downtrodden heart, the Almighty will not reject. And therefore, this is the quality of Torah.
since the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one, Kudshi Baruch Hu V'Raish Echad Hu, his Torah is the same as he himself. This means that just like there is no limitation in the Almighty, there is no isolation in him, there is no dimension or narrowness in him, but it's all encompassing, then so is his Torah. His Torah identifies with everyone. Shabbos we mentioned that it states that when Moshe taught over the Torah, it states Ber Heitev. He taught it over in a Ber Heitev, in a very clear interpretation. The Gemara asks, what does that mean? B'shivim Loshon, the 70 languages of the world. Moshe said over the Torah in the 70 languages. Why? Because Torah was given to the entire world. Only Israel accepted the Torah. But it was given to the entire world, because Torah cannot be limited. Torah preceded the creation of the world. And Torah therefore must not be limited. If this is the quality of the Almighty, then it must be the quality of Torah. If this is the quality of Torah, then Torah will always seek someone who it can identify with. And that is someone who is unlimited. Therefore, just like water seeks the lowest places, Torah will seek those who are not arrogant. Because someone who is arrogant, he's limited. He's off to the side. He's isolated. And therefore, Torah will not seek him. So, if we give thought to this quality, we see that it's a very serious sickness. A person starts to elevate himself above another person or above many people. And from there he isolates himself from others, and he limits himself from others. And this limitation process itself is a very physical process. This is a process of the physical part of man, not of the spiritual part of man, because the spirit has no limitations in it. The spirit soars without any boundaries. So this projects him into a physical world with all consequences that come from a physical world. And then he loses sight. Since he isolates himself and distances himself from others, he loses sight of their needs, but becomes very self-centered, egoistic only in his own needs. So all of his own needs come before him. And it's as if he creates a boma bifnei atzma, his own altar. He rejects the existence of the Almighty, because the Almighty identifies with the entire creation. And it's as if he's worshipping a strange god, and so forth. So therefore the Torah tells us he must be very careful. Hishom melecho, guard yourself carefully against this quality. This is contrary to Torah. This is contrary to the Almighty. And someone who wants to acquire Torah cannot be arrogant. Someone who wants to come close to the Almighty cannot be arrogant. And therefore we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one who brought Torah into the world, he was not only onuf, not only was he humble, but onuf mi'od, very humble. Where the Rambam learns from here that on all qualities it's not a shvach, it's not a praise to be too much. But when it comes to the lack of arrogance, there it's a praise even to be too much. As it states by Moshe, onuf mi'od. And Torah was called Teiras Moshe because it could identify with Moshe. If Moshe was onuf mi'od, this means that Moshe identified with all of the people. He didn't elevate himself above anyone. And he didn't limit himself, and he didn't isolate himself, but identified with everyone. When the Almighty saw this was Moshe's quality, he said, then Torah is his. And therefore it was called Zichru Teiras Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Now one final point, which is very important. One of the causes of arrogance, of this sickness, one of the causes, there's a tremendous amount of thought that one should give to this. We're just touching here the superficially the points. One of the causes, the Torah says, is when a person has much, when he has a great deal, affluency. And this is what we read in Parshas Ekev. States, I'll bring you into Israel. And there you'll have water and springs and wheat and barley and fruits and copper and iron, and you'll gather gold and silver, and you'll build beautiful homes, and you'll multiply your herds. And you will eat and you will have plenty. Guard yourselves. Guard yourselves, because you will become arrogant and you will forget the Almighty. So the Gemara brings from there, we see that sphere maybe lidei rom levavecho. That affluency can bring a person to arrogance if he doesn't guard himself closely. And there's a Gemara in Masechta Nedarim. The Gemara says in Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph Omer Aleph, Shalchu Mitom, that they sent from Bavel, Izaru Bivnei Anim, keep a close eye on the sons of the poor, Shemehem Teitze Soda, because Torah will come from them. This is what the Gemara says. You have to teach Torah to everyone. You have to teach Torah to wealthy children and to poor children. But keep a close eye on the poor children, because Torah will go out from them. Why? Because if fluency and wealth brings to arrogance, this means the children of the wealthy many times are arrogant. How can Torah come from arrogance? We just said Torah has to identify with humility, not with arrogance. Therefore, Izaru b'vnei anim, keep an eye on these poor children, Shemehem teitzei Torah, because Torah will come from them. Now this is very important in our generation, because in generations of the past, children knew what it meant not to have. They knew very well what it meant not to have. So they grew up with tremendous humility. And in our generations now, that we want to give our children whatever we didn't have, and we think we're doing them every favor in the world by letting them have everything that money can buy. They live in beautiful homes with beautiful gardens and servants, and they own cars which cost more than their father could afford to buy until he had worked 30 or 40 years. And overseas trips and round the world trips. And we keep throwing money at them and luxuries at them. We have to give thought if we're doing them a favor. We're teaching them how to be arrogant. And arrogance is a terrible disease, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Te'evo kol gavo leiv, that someone who is arrogant, I hate him. He cannot identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah tells us, Shom alecha, with affluency be careful, because from here comes arrogance. And from arrogance comes shichah, where no longer does he remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He elevates himself, he no longer needs the people. I don't need you, and I don't need the Almighty, and I don't need this one either. So therefore this is very important in our generation. It's hard work and hardship made people. And this is something that must be watched very closely. So this is the quality of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore if someone wants to come and be Kena Torah, it states, he must have this quality. We should be Zeicher that we should be from the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.